CliffCentral.com.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are live. Eventually, we were trying to connect and, I don't know, the sound was not playing along, and I've got a device here, which is called a Comrex, and the Comrex has to connect to the studio. Every time I pressed connect, it just wasn't listening to me, so we eventually got that working, though, so everything is good. We're good to go. We're all here. It's live. It's happening. And Bulelo is in our studio in Johannesburg. Say hi, everybody, to Bulelo. Let's spend some time getting to know him today.
Good morning.
That's right. That laugh is from the inimitable Pumi Mashiho, who's in her house.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pumelele. And Sia Sangweni is in our Durban Regional Center, where he is currently administering handouts to the poor.
That's yes. I sound common words for the IEC like that. I think you're going to say there's been an issue with the votes.
No, don't worry, Sia. Yeah.
No.
We would never trust you with something so important.
Well, you're very chippy and cheery this morning.
So how's everybody feeling on day number 5? Are we still mentally okay? Because Bulelo actually called me yesterday. He's like, oh, you know, are you all right? I don't think he's ever heard that I'm occasionally, you know, human. And sometimes we all get a little bit kind of down because we think, oh, the world's changed too much and I don't know how to deal with this. But I'm fine. And I actually felt pretty good yesterday by the end of the day because I had a lot to do. And that's quite cool. You know, like if you keep yourself busy, I know sometimes it doesn't feel like that because you think, I deserve a holiday. This should be a holiday. But you have to keep busy.
Oh, that's good. As long as you're well.
Yeah, thanks, Mbulele. I'm good. And you, Pumelele, how are you holding up?
Listen here. I'm just trying to get my head around the fractions, the begrips, and all things integrated studies related.
Oh, you're a teacher now as well, right?
Ooh, teachers. Halala to the teachers.
Do you get a reduction on school fees?
I'm waiting for my refund.
Oh boy. So they're not gonna
I actually even got a FaceTime call from the teacher the other day. I was just like, who's this FaceTiming me? And it was, oh my goodness.
It was a teacher. Yeah, at least that's almost as bad as getting a house party request from someone you don't know.
Oh, this new world, this post-COVID world that we're moving into.
Don't hold that thing. Just let it go, because otherwise it makes a noise every time you pick it up.
Is it making a noise? Okay.
Yeah, it's better if you just leave it.
It's hectic. Hectic. Out here. Hectic.
FaceTiming you.
What's that, Sia?
What did the teacher want as she was randomly FaceTiming you?
She was checking in on her kids.
Sure.
I was like, okay.
Do you know how
completely
unprepared some parents are? I mean, you're joking, but I know that you're probably quite, you take it seriously. I think a lot of parents are like, oh, God, this homeschooling, I don't have time for this. I'm working from home, and I've got important things to do. And they just ignore it and kind of hope it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Homeschooling thing, guys. I'm telling you now that the homeschooling thing is a mess. It's a mess, I tell you.
Well, does that make you more forgiving of parents who do try to do this stuff? Or do you think they're all sociopaths? Because it to me is something that, I mean, if I had kids, I wouldn't even consider it. Because, first of all, they would drive me crazy. You've got one. And, you know, you see these families where the parents are both... They're both teaching the kids, and the kids are staying at home, and they're like four of them.
I will forever be judgmental of all of that.
Okay. Well, good for you that you're keeping your head above water.
Oy, it's just barely, and I don't have enough snacks.
Snacks?
Yeah.
Are you eating up a storm as well?
I'm not, but the 12-year-old is.
Oh, boy, I'm sure. Yeah, you see, that's also going to happen. Like, now you're going to have to worry about his fitness as if it's hard, isn't hard enough just to worry about yours. Jesus.
Although I'm very grateful, our school, along with all of the work that they sent, mm-hmm. they did also send a whole sheet of, like, exercises you can do indoors.
Oh, yeah.
So I was very grateful for that. And they also sent a whole thing, a whole, like, module around mental health and, like, a link for the kids to watch a thing. How are you feeling? What are you doing? How to deal with the frustrations, the...
Well, maybe you can use that for us, because we probably need occasionally to check in on this stuff. I don't think everybody's coping equally well. I know my sister-in-law, who I spoke to yesterday, she said the two boys, they go at each other. They're now, what, 3 and 7 or, yeah, approaching 4 and 7. And she says they wake up, and the one wakes up, crack of dawn, and starts looking for trouble with the other one. And it's just, it's chaos, you know. The kids, they're chaotic, they're noisy, they do have homework, just like Kanejo and all the other kids. But she said it's not enough to keep them busy, and then she has to find ways to amuse them. Otherwise, they just drive her up the wall.
Like, I think as adults, we all know, we're all aware of how crazy this whole situation could drive us. But I don't think we've paid enough attention to how crazy it would drive the kids. I mean, they spend most of their days kind of running around and expanding their energy. And here we are.
And this is also coming from a society where there are some kids, even as young as they are, they're up and at it from 4 to 6, and they're out of the house, and they have school, and then extramural, and then there's karate, and there's badminton, and now, you know, they have the day structured, and now most of that structure's gone.
And friends, hey? Don't discount, like, having other people that are not related to you, or smaller than you, bigger than you, to play with.
I've been observed with my sister how she's been able to handle the schoolwork, because that's a given thing. But she hasn't really been able to navigate how to manage friends for my niece. So she's like, it'd be weird if I then start to reach out on her behalf.
Sia, I meant to ask you this yesterday. Are your parents holding up okay? Because now they've got all of you around. I mean, not all of you, but most of you. And, you know, they're in that risk category like mine, because they're older. Are they coping with all of this? And also having you back in the house must be interesting for them.
There is no shade being thrown there, right?
No, I'm not saying that you're a problem. No, I mean, you just, it's interesting that you've been out of the house for, what, 4 or 5 years now, and suddenly you're back. That can sometimes bring about a little bit of getting used to.
Oh, they're loving every single moment.
Oh, really? They got their nest is full again.
Oh, they just have extra hands to do things for them. No, my luxuriating on the couch. Then it's like, oh yeah, can I get the remote? And it's like, no, it's on the table. I don't have to get in from another room to help you out or something like that. They have the best lives. So what I love is now, you know, with my parents getting a little older, their bedroom is downstairs.
Yeah.
So when we have reached our quota with them, we're like, okay, everyone go upstairs, and we know they won't bother us. I was like, I should have probably admitted that here. So,
wow.
We just ruined our whole plan now. But sometimes we can just conveniently leave our phones downstairs as well, so they can't call us for help.
Somebody's commenting here that your sound this morning is rubbish compared to the previous morning. They're saying you sound like you moved from the laundry room to the Chicken Run studios outside in Kandla.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
I don't know what's going on with your sound, but it sounds like you're far away and suddenly you don't have such a great internet connection. So glad that you finally hear the WhatsApp notifications. Didn't realize you could hear them before. It was driving me crazy too. Thanks for keeping us semi-sane during this crazy time. Yeah, lots of people who are messaging, just telling us what they're up to. Now, somebody said they've got an art studio in their house and they're busy painting and listening to us. Yeah, so, you know, that's great if you can do that. That's terrific. Mm. If you're just in lockdown with the bare minimum and you haven't got a lot of space and you haven't got supplies, I think it's going to be like a nightmare from hell. But, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a little bit of room, I'm not, for the first time in a long time, I'm really, really, I'm just relieved I don't have children or a girlfriend here, because I think the kind of proximity that you're in constantly can be a little bit crazy. And people are, you know, we're social animals, so we like to be around other people physically. We want interaction. We crave that kind of connection. But man, I'd much rather be on my own. You deal with this thing and you can always connect with people when you want to in this situation. You know, I can pick up the phone. And yesterday, for example, it didn't stop from when we woke up and did the show yesterday morning until I eventually went to sleep at like 9:45. It didn't stop with human interaction. And I think that's probably good. The more you've got going on, the better. You can manage your time and, I mean, I have lofty ambitions, whether I'll get to it or not. I did my exercise yesterday. I had a Skype meeting, and I did some recordings. By the way, speaking of that, Jay Something from Mikasa is our special guest in Living in Lockdown today, which happens at 8 o'clock this morning. You don't want to miss that. He put out a tweet about how they are extremely concerned about the future of Mikasa, and they've sunk a whole lot of money into this new single. Yeah. Yeah. And he said, you know, the music business is not what it once was. How do you book a gig, for example? How do you book Mikasa now? You can't. You don't know when you're going to be back in business. You don't know whether you're going to be able to afford them, whether you can actually have an event and have them play live. So their whole business model is changing. And you might want to listen to what Jay Something has to say just around 8 o'clock this morning.
Look, I think. Sure. Into it, to our Minister of Arts and Culture, but also Minister of Condolences on social media.
Oh, shame. That's horrible.
Well, I mean, he pops up every now and then just with condolences.
Yeah, that's all he's been good for a long time. But the reality is he's stuck there trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to pay some of these artists. Like it's almost like a charity stipend. Just to stay in business.
Jeez, Gareth, I think that's a bit much. Trying to figure it out? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that.
Am I being kind? Yeah.
Sure. Aside, 150 million rands is the department as a relief fund. But I've been wondering where you draw the lines there. Like, who do you pay? And do you also pay like a nominal fee, or do you pay a full booking?
Well, you can't look after everybody, right? There are tons of artists, and most of them were struggling before the coronavirus pandemic hit. So you can't help them now. And it's not – Mbulelo, I have a suspicion you're going to be quite mercenary about this, because you don't think that a singer or a band or a musician are necessarily essential services at any stage and the government should pay for them. Or am I wrong?
Absolutely not. Not in these times. Like, there's clearly a hierarchical order now. It's like doctors, nurses, probably teachers, people. Yeah, they're essentials now. And I love, of course, the arts are necessary, but they go way into the back row. They'd be in the nosebleeds in a sports term.
Oh. We're just having a whole conversation about keeping our mental health in check. Mm. People are reading, listening to music, watching TV. All of those things everybody is turning to right now. So it's arts.
We need it more than ever.
It is essential. The reason we're on air, creative services.
But you could adjust and just exercise, right? Like, you can live without this. I hate to say it. It would just be hard. You can't live without a doctor. You can't live without a nurse. Like, That's what we need to focus on now.
Yeah. I mean, I see both sides of this argument, and it's very hard to figure out what to do. But I don't think government should be saving artists. I don't think that that's what tax money is for. And I think in times like this, I saw... Did anyone watch Cyril's talk yesterday? He came on at 7:30. Anybody see what he had to say?
On time.
Of course we did.
Yeah, good, because I did too. And, you know, he said basically they're going to roll out this testing, and they're going to come to a neighborhood near you. And if you are displaying symptoms, they're going to test you. Otherwise, they're not going to waste a test on you. What else? He said, well done for the last couple of days. There are a few people who are misbehaving, but he's mostly pleased with how South Africa's responded. And he said it's still, 17 days as of yesterday. So a lot of people assumed he would be extending that. He has not.
And we'll not, have to yet. See.
Not yet.
He did get us used to the idea, because he told us about the 81 days people have been in lockdown already. He was just like, just know what other people are out there doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
50 days in Wuhan.
That's true.
You know?
And Italy, I mean, they've been in lockdown. So Britain say they'll be in this situation until, June? That's what I heard.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. All right, so here's something, Pumi, for you. We occasionally get sad messages like this. ADP saying, Pumi, our expo, the World Expo, has been cancelled.
I saw that. I was horrified.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was still quite hopeful that by come August, September, we would have, as a world, you know, rebooted.
Yeah.
Kind of. But obviously, the post-COVID world is going to be something else. It's going to be different.
ADP also saying our homeschooling has also been extended until June and then summer holidays. We lose the entire term of this academic year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's definitely changing things. Gareth, your sound is lower than usual. Terrible sound. Not sure if I'm the only one noticing this. Is mine okay? Do I sound all right in the studio?
You sound all right to me.
Yeah, to our headphones, you do.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys will be... The only one who really I want to hear from here is Mfundo. Mfundo, do we sound all right?
Yeah, no, he's... No,
is he in the production booth? Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, he's all right. Thumbs up.
All right, I am stuck in my house. Oh, boy. this is Anushka. She says, I'm stuck in my house with three crazy kids, my husband and a helper. I offered my helper to go home, but she opted to stay with us. I am very grateful. I have lots of respect for nannies and teachers. You guys, the unsung heroes. Kids are my little terrorists sometimes. My daughter shaved her eyebrows on the weekend. They eat all day and move from one room to the next, destroying things. Time for these kids to go to China.
Wow. Choice.
Shame.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good for you.
Guys, have we heard from Dr. Robin? I'm quite interested to hear from people who are on the front lines.
She has been messaging us, but I'll see if she has anything new to add. And any doctors, of course, you're welcome to send us a voice note or to contact us by message, because all of that works on 0797482090. So you can actually send us a little voice note. It's probably the best way. I mean, calling live isn't going to work as well, especially during this lockdown situation, but we'll try to figure that out too along the way. I did have a few people asking, could they see what was going on instead of hearing? Because now, you know, lots of moms and dads are sitting at home, waking up early, people who are starting at the home office early in the morning, and they might want to watch us live instead of just listen to us. And I've asked Greg to look into it, but he says it's boring, and I think I agree. seeing us, because we're really just sitting here, and I mean, we take a screenshot every day of what's going on, and then we send it through to you.
And we're actually not in pajamas. We've got our hair combed. We've brushed our teeth. I mean, we're not in pajamas.
Take a look here. Well, Sia's the one I'm worried about, because he's definitely deteriorating. I mean, Mbulelo is dressed properly. Sia, what's going on with you?
Yeah, just throwing some exercise, you know, the one that I never exercise in.
Yeah, no, you definitely. And Pumi, is that a dressing gown?
No.
What's that?
That was just a one-time experience. This is like a, what am I?
Oh, it's like a jumper thing. Okay. But it was that pink that made me think that you were wearing a dressing gown.
Just dressing gown.
Well, I'm just checking.
Am I? I mean, I've got Dallas.
I got to look into this. Hello, Kanepo. How are you?
He can't hear you because he's on the, I'm going to give him this.
Let me speak to him. Hey, Kanepo, how are you doing?
Hello, Gareth.
Are you driving your mom crazy?
Hello, Uncle Sia.
Good morning.
So are you driving your mom crazy?
No.
Are you enjoying her at home?
Driving me crazy.
Hmm?
Yes.
Hmm. Have you got some plans for today?
Schoolwork is driving me crazy.
Have you got lots of schoolwork?
Yes.
Oh, wow. They're giving you plenty to do.
Yeah, basically. That's what I feel.
So which subjects are you enjoying and which one is your mom no use to you at all?
Well, the subject I'm enjoying so far is nothing. and I'm not sure which one my mom thinks is no use to me.
Listen here, I'm very good. I'm very good at fractions. I'm very good at integrated studies and English. The Afrikaans is a bit suspect.
Yes.
All right, Kanecho. Make your mom some coffee while she's sitting with us.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Sweet. Does he wake up early naturally, or is he a person who likes to sleep in?
Hey, guy. An early riser of freaking note.
All right, can I go through...
All his life.
Can I go through a few emails that we've received over the last while?
Yes, please. I love those emails.
All right. First of all, Gary in San Francisco says, I'm in week 3 along with my husband... Jerry, not Gary. Along with my husband and 2 teenage boys, and as an ex-South African, my day starts at 6 a.m. with your show. Been counting down the days to see when you would start from home, and I was pleased to hear an amazingly successful show yesterday. This is obviously last week that she sent this. Hey, maybe even Gord could join us in time without some fake news dribble about traffic or bowel issues. I love the wise and humorous show. Congratulations. That's from Jerry in San Fran. Thanks, Jerry.
Shout out, Jerry.
You don't just have to send us compliments. We are fully aware that some days are better than others, and we are trying to keep the standard high. This morning, just to give you a quick overview of where else we'll be headed, we've got the 5 things in a short while. We're checking on the headlines. Pumi's with us until 7 o'clock, and then we've got Alan Ford, the host of Spotlight, at 7 with a quick check-in on him. He's actually with his parents, and they all live together, and he says he's having fun. But I don't know whether it's still fun after 5 days. Linda Mwaketsi, Sibu Mabena, and Roxy Ferreira will join us for an Epson Entrepreneurs and Ambassadors look at small business. And then, a little bit later on, Anthony Medera, the MD of Taylor Blinds and Shutters, who's my co-host on Blind History, will be our guest. I'm looking forward to spending some time with him this morning. And don't forget Jay Something, the musician and Mikasa lead man in Living in Lockdown at 8 o'clock today. So, busy, busy show ahead. Let's check in on the headlines. Everybody okay with that?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, first things first. DIRCO, that's the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, are working on a rescue plan for South Africans who are stranded in lockdowns. Government said on Monday it was working with its ambassadors across the world to rescue South Africans who are stranded in other countries as a result of the lockdowns implemented by many nations. Now, I actually got a very sad email from somebody whose mum, she's in her 60s, is trapped in Vietnam. And although she has a place there and she's working there, she was locked up in basically a government facility and has been since they announced their lockdowns, and they cannot get her out. Despite DIRCO's best efforts, despite the Vietnamese government being as understanding as it's possible to be in these times, and she's stuck in what really looks like a jail. Now, that must be a horrible way to spend your lockdown. It's all good and well. Anything else is better than that, right?
Yeah, that's heavy.
Very, very tough. So this is the latest announcement from Durko. They're working hard to get people out. Apparently, airlines across the world have shut down operations, leaving many stranded, and there are 8 South Africans in Qatar. The first 48 hours is apparently chaotic. They were sleeping on the floor, trying to make things happen. They didn't have protective equipment, so they were exposed to more than they should have been of the virus. Other citizens trapped in the UK, Morocco, and Ghana, among other places. So the Department of International Relations and Cooperation said the government is aware of this, and they are contacting embassies, and they will be able to make a move. The Minister Naledi Pandor would announce how government would rescue these people in due course. And that's really why we have Durko in times like these, because people who are stranded, it's no fun for them at all. Then EWN reporting that the South African Social Security Agency, that SASSA, have confirmed that 2 elderly grant recipients died while receiving social grants on Monday. I know that sounds like it's a new and terrible thing, but the sad reality is that a lot of the people receiving social grants are either unwell or old, and we actually do lose people every month when they're going to find their social grants, which is very, very sad. But now we're especially aware. And SASSA have announced that these 2 people died. They were receiving their grants early this month to help them cope with the COVID. Sorry, early this morning to help them cope with the, I think it's yesterday, COVID-19 lockdown. This has been a result of long queues at some centers, and one was in Pimville, another was in Cape Town. So our condolences to those people and their families. And then other news this morning is from ENCA. It's about the soldiers who've been accused of heavy-handed policing. Defense Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula says that the message has been sent to the army to refrain from using excessive force. And thank goodness for this, because we've seen some ugly videos, I don't know if you've all seen them, being sent around of people getting very, very heavy-handed with ordinary citizens, you know. People who are being treated very badly by the army, the police. You see them using batons, other weapons and things that they have around, shamboks, this kind of thing. And it, in some people's minds, this is scarily reminiscent of things that happened in a much darker and more dangerous age in South Africa. We don't want to see that. It's not the army's job to manhandle people. And I don't envy their job. Trying to keep everyone in line is very difficult. But man, you do not need a government that's standing behind a military that gets heavy-handed with ordinary citizens. That makes me think of a security state and should make all of us very uncomfortable. Amazon workers have threatened to strike over virus protection. It was only a matter of time. But what's happened is that some U.S. workers at Amazon, the U.S. food delivery firm Instacart as well, are threatening strikes, and they've accused the firms of not providing proper protections. U.S. senators have written to Amazon boss Jeff Bezos to express concerns. They say that they're taking extra precautions amid booming demand for delivery services due to the virus. We're going to great lengths, they say, to keep the buildings extremely clean and help employees practice important precautions like social distancing and other measures. Amazon said it had justified its practices and adjusted them accordingly, including increasing cleaning of the facilities and introducing staggered shift and break times. They just hired, what was it, an extra 100,000 people at the start of this crisis? So there are all kinds of new challenges which are making themselves very much felt. And finally, here's some interesting medical news. Another thing we can ask Dr. Robin about, or any other of our doctors who listen to us. There is a blood test you can do now that can check for more than 50 different types of cancer. You know, how many people get cancer and they only realize too late that they've got it? Because who's going around checking themselves for cancer all the time? Mm. There are so many different varieties and versions of cancer. And if you're a paranoid nutcase, you'll be checking yourself all the time. But most of us don't assume until we feel pain or we're terribly uncomfortable that there's something wrong. And clearly the big problem here is that we can't go for 100 different tests every time we think we've got cancer. So we need to go for one test now, and they'll test for 50 different types all at once. Good news all round.
This is a critical advancement.
Sia, your sound is terrible. I don't know what we're doing with you this morning.
Science is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there. Sia, can we disconnect and try and reconnect with you? Because
all right,
really, it sounds like you're in the bottom of the ocean. our connection's been so good every other morning.
Which character of all of the Little Mermaid characters do you think Sia would be?
The Little Mermaid
herself.
The Little Mermaid? I can't even remember who's in The Little Mermaid. Pumi, do you remember?
Well, there's the crab.
Pums, just unmute your microphone there.
Yeah, I think the crab. I think Sia would be the mermaid itself. You said he sounds like he's deep under the sea.
Pumi, can you try and just switch on your microphone? I think it's on the bottom white bar on your screen. You got it? No, can't hear you. Can't hear you. I don't know what's going on there. All right. A few of the messages that are rolling in. People are busy this time in the morning. With neighbors having nothing better to do than report people, it reminds me how the Gestapo handled things in the 1930s. Pathetic. It makes me sick. If you do something on your own and don't put anyone in danger, who gives a damn? Now, I'm so glad that you brought this up. Ruth, I'm hearing stories from people who are living in complexes, so in pretty close proximity, that are doing what Australians do as a kind of a sport. It's called dobbing in Australia, but it's where neighbors basically rat on each other. So if I see Sia going for a walk in the complex and I don't like Sia, then I complain about that, and I complain to like the body corporate or whatever. And suddenly, let me just bring this down. It's making a noise. And then suddenly Sia gets into trouble. Or I call the police, even worse. Or I'm one of those people who says, we're going to issue new rules in the complex because I saw Sia going for a walk this morning near the cars. And, you know, everybody starts to think that they're the police, just like you see the army.
Baldi polisi.
Exactly. Hijo Baldi polisi, exactly. You see people who are very reasonable, mostly, become these busybodies because they're sitting at home with a pair of binoculars watching what everyone else is doing. That person is not completely under lockdown. Now, you have a basic responsibility to look after yourself and your family. That does not extend to spying on your neighbors and checking whether you approve of their lockdown behavior or not. If they're not interfering with you, you have no right to interfere with them. I hate these busybodies. They drive me up the wall. Do you know the kind of people I'm talking about?
We have no right at all.
No, I mean, who the hell are these people to make rules for you during lockdown?
Wait a minute. Sia, what do you want to report? It sounds like you want to report something.
I'm not making the rules, but I'm enforcing them if I happen to call and report what you are doing. I'm breaking the rules.
But why are you getting involved? It's nothing to do with you. No one, the police didn't recruit you as an auxiliary.
According to what is happening right now, we were told by the government, if you do see someone break these rules that are instituted, please report them. So I'm just following what I'm told.
Okay. Well, you know, the Nazis, when they controlled Germany and the population just did what they were told and followed government rules, even immoral ones. They were just following rules. And then 6 million people died in concentration camps. Let's be sensible about this. You are not some police agent who works from your number 32 in your street. That's not what you're there for. Look after your own people. Look after your own family. Look after yourself. Stay the hell out of everyone else's business. You are not important. You are not some security person who they've hired to make new rules for everyone else. Stop it.
What if looking after myself constitutes me wanting to get out of lockdown sooner, and so seeing, you know, old Stephen from round the block taking his chances and jogging, it's going to affect me.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Stephen goes out and he infects a person and the ripple effect continues.
Well, then I'd like you to sign up and join the police.
You see, I'm still speaking as a person who, I remember saying this very nonchalantly years ago on the phone. I thought everyone was on this train, but I remember getting such flack for it. I'm the person on an airplane who will gladly tap you on the shoulder and go, excuse me, the flight attendant said, let's switch off our phones before takeoff. I'm that person. I have no issue with this.
You're a busybody.
I'm a person who likes to take care of myself.
Yeah, that's fine. You've got to remember that we all live in a little bubble, and if your bubble has grown so big that it starts to overlap into my space and into my bubble, I'm going to come and pop yours. I live in a private house. I have a private garden. What I do in that house or where I go in my garden is none of your business. Obviously, there are rules now around the public spaces, and I understand that, and it's for our own good mostly. But don't you think for a second you're being used as an agent of government? And do you approve of that? I mean, I love the way that a whole lot of people who wouldn't have listened to Bekele before this crisis are suddenly Bekele's adjutants that are doing his work for him and ratting out their own neighbors and friends because they suddenly are scared and they'll do whatever government tells them to. Well,
yeah,
an unenforceable rule from government is still a bad rule if it's unenforceable.
I think that's the operative term. People are scared.
What do you say, Pumi? You've usually got wisdom around these things.
Hey, man.
No, come on.
So the thing about compliance is that it saves all of us. We all need to comply. I do think that there are some things that are a little bit excessive. But it's important to, you got to, like, if you see your neighbor having a party, that person needs to be reported. If you see people coming in and out of that house, those people need to be reported. Because did you see what the numbers look like in terms of how infectious this thing is and how quickly it can spread?
You don't think it's going to spread anyway? You don't think it's going to go around anyway? I mean, this lockdown will slow it down, but we're all...
That's the reason why we want to slow it down. The movement is about flattening the curve. It's because we don't want to overwhelm our healthcare systems, right? Because the more people are infected at the same time, that's what's happening in Italy, right? The system buckles under the pressure. So all we want to do, at some point, I was listening to a podcast the other day with a New York virologist talking about how at some point over the next 2 years, people are going to get it. Lots and lots of people are going to get this thing. But what we can't have is we can't have everybody getting it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because no healthcare system can deal with that. So it will spread, but we don't want it to spread at such a rate, which is why those people that went on the cruise, 3,000 people now that have supposedly been infected and then they all came out and they're all over South Africa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All of those things are irresponsible.
So in other words, what I'm understanding from this is you and Sia are on the side of the nosy neighbors who rat each other out.
Bloody hell.
You are.
Of course.
Yeah.
I am totally on the side of this, especially because we're all locked in our houses and complying.
Mbulelo, are you on their side as well?
Yeah, I think we've seen this throughout history where when there's terror, especially in these types of situations, people defer to the big invisible government and they'll do anything to keep themselves okay. But I think... unfortunately for me, I have to be on the side of it because we can't even leave people. If you leave people to their own devices, they can't even look after something as important as their own health when things are fine.
Yeah.
We have the most obese country in the world. And I know that might seem simplistic, but people can't even look after their own health. Now we're talking life and death. I don't want to leave it I can't leave it in the hands of people who don't realize that eating excessive burgers every day is bad for you, and then no.
All right. Yeah, well, that's you. You all sound like you want to live in a surveillance state. I mean, maybe I'm the outlier here. I'm happy to be.
No, but sounds so dramatic. Healthy and safe. That's all.
It doesn't have to be black and white. It doesn't have to be black and white. But
right. I'm not helping any of you to rat out my neighbors. If my neighbors are having parties or they're doing their thing and they're not interfering with anyone else, they're willingly, those people who come to their parties, and they aren't any, by the way. I haven't heard of a single party going on anywhere. But if they were and people were opting in as consenting adults, none of our business. I'm not going to be ratting them out, so you guys better not think of me as one of your Gestapo spies. I'm not in.
You're not monitoring how many people go in and out of properties around.
Yeah, and you've got like these small scale like estate managers, and what do they call the guys who run the body corporate? The chairman of the body corporate, and they suddenly think of themselves as like Magnum PI, and they're like, you know. Bulelo left this morning at 6 o'clock to do the radio show, but he stayed out until 10, and I'm gonna make a note of that. So we're watching you, Big Brother's watching you.
Well, the surveillance is already out, right? So it's been admitted now that they are tracking all of our cell phones. That came out.
Recently. Did you see? Okay, so did you see the stuff coming out of China and why they say they have been so successful in flattening their curve is precisely because they have the tracking, right? So they were able to track with cell phone towers where everybody that was infected was and who they came into contact with. And they were able to effectively, so even as our president says, we're doing a door-to-door campaign. The more important thing is tracking all the people that have come into contact with positive cases.
Yeah, you left out the part where China welds you into your apartment and forces you to stay there for 3 months without food and without any kind of human interaction, because they think that your cell phone might have been one of the cell phones that they've been tracking, and there's information that you could have COVID. Yeah. Let's go to that next step. That'll be nice.
The Chinese might tell you they're doing what's good for the greater good.
Sure.
Better safe than dead.
All right, you guys are welcome. This is not the kind of future that I want. I read George Orwell.
New film is from a mile away.
Yeah, all right. Well, when we get cracking in the next hour, as I said, we're going to talk to Anthony Medera, who's my co-host on Blind History. We'll also speak to the team from Epson Entrepreneurs, who we've met in the studio already. We'll catch up with them and find out what they're doing in their small businesses now, because when we last spoke to them, there was a threat of a lockdown, and we were talking about how it might affect businesses, but it hadn't yet happened. And obviously now things are a little bit different, and lots of new concerns, lots of things that everybody's thinking about with a much more clear head at this point, because we have some clarity, but not all the clarity. We still have a lot that we don't know. How long this lasts is anyone's guess, and everybody who's making your predictions on whether Cyril's going to extend it or not, I'll tell you what, Cyril doesn't know.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know how last week when we were all anticipating the lockdown and then it happened, a lot of us had grand ideas of some of the things that we were going to do and not going to do and how we're going to like comport ourselves during the lockdown.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there is stuff that you have let go of. Stuff that, you know, like the getting up and showering and sticking to your work routine. Like, I'm wondering if people have let go of some of those things over the past couple of days.
Have you? Is there stuff that you've let go of?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in more sleep. Right? So, like, the clock doesn't really exist in my life anymore. The 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's all 24 hours, right? As long as I get it done within those 24 hours. I don't have to get it done at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Unless it's a phone call or a meeting or any of those things, I'm just taking it as it comes. You know, if I've done the homework for the day, I've done the homework for the day, even if we finish at 8 o'clock at night.
But that actually sounds good for me, because some of these people trying to do too much every day, they're going to burn out, and by day 9, they're going to be sitting on their backside crying because they've tried to do too much.
Hmm. And like grand ideas, you know, people who are going to paint the house.
No.
All of that.
If you're talking about painting the house and that kind of thing, I would suggest you may be doing too much.
No. I was never going to paint the house, no.
Please don't. That's too ambitious. And don't kill yourself about, or don't kid yourself about how much you can do in a day. Just because you're at home doesn't mean you suddenly have a holiday type setup. You still have ordinary things to do, and some of those ordinary things take up a lot of time. Just don't eat yourself to a standstill, otherwise Mbulelo won't talk to you again.
True that.
All right.
True that.
Thanks, Pums. Nice to chat to you this morning, and good luck with teaching Kanekgo today.
Oh, guys.
Pumi, I just want to thank you for inspiring me not to have kids ever in my life as I live.
This is how I live my life. Mbulelo, this is how I live my life. If I can't be a good example, at least let me be a terrible warning.
All right. Thanks, Pums.
All right, darling.
Cheers, Pumi.
See you next week.
We'll chat to you next week. All right. You can get hold of us on 0797482090. Let me quickly play a little note here. Some voice notes that are coming in. Let's check in on this one. I think this is from Oki. No, it's from Sean. Sean, go ahead. What did you want to say?
The economic downturn of us not being able to go back to work versus a poor klapper from the military and some exercise, I would rather take that to the selfies poopaller that is out on the street and being lawless versus the economic downturn. So I fully agree with what the military is doing. To me, that's what we need in this country, to get things back in order.
All right. Well, so Sean is definitely on your side, guys, the surveillance state side. And you don't mind them meting out a little bit of violence to those who can't behave? Or am I putting words in your mouth, Mbulelo?
Yeah, I think that's a little too far, Gareth. It's not.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah. You've gone.
Okay. All right. I'll give you guys the middle ground then. Maybe I'm unreasonable. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. This is CliffCentral.com Tuesday morning. Let's get your day off to the right start, shall we?
CliffCentral.com